friends, it's Leia. Just wanted to apologize for a bit of gurgling and crackling you might hear during this episode. I'm in Beijing now, Edie's in Madison, and we're still finding our new normal. So be patient with us, and we still think you're going to love this episode, even though there's a little bit of an old town radio quality to it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Leia, and I'm back home in Beijing, China, after 9 months away on a grand adventure that started with a two-week vacation in Thailand that turned into 2 months, swept us to California, and then to Madison, Wisconsin, where I realized a dream by starting this podcast with one of my best friends in the world. I miss her terribly, and the best thing about making this podcast, after sharing our joy and fun with all of you, is that I get to hang out with Edie every week on Zoom. It's not exactly like being in the same room, but I know y'all get it. It's hard to be apart from your friends.
Hi, I'm Edie, and I am still in Wisconsin with my three kids. I have been home since March and will continue to stay home until there is a vaccine. I got a change of scenery by rearranging the furniture. Luckily, I have Leia, my success partner, to Zoom with.
Yay!
We also like video chatting, changing our appearance with those fun filters. Leia, our last chat, you had butterflies flitting around your head the entire time. You know, butterflies are Dolly Parton's symbol.
Ooh.
We didn't practice singing.
No. Okay. So let's not.
I will always love you. Will always love you.
That's bad. Anyway,
we're the two chit chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks,
Netflix recommendations, and water accoutrements.
Accoutrements. We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics,
saying goodbye.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
In our chit chat tips and tricks segments, we share things that make our lives just a little bit better or happier.
Well, I've just come out of quarantine, Edie, so I've become quite an expert on all things Netflix. Many of you may have watched these shows already, but here are three that gave me a reason to keep breathing. Okay, so first
of
all,
goodness.
So hard, the Indian matchmaker. Oh my gosh. So in an age of dating apps and websites, finding love, this is a quote, by the way, from something or another, I can't remember what, finding love can feel a lot like a full-time job. And that's where Seema Taparia, the star of Netflix's new reality show, comes in. Indian matchmaking follows Taparia as she matches hopeful singles in the US and India and ultimately guides them through the arranged marriage process. Oh, yeah, such a lot of, you know, so much better than some of the reality shows that are on in America these days, because I don't know, you get a bit of a, like a cult, some cultural nuance there, and it's just super interesting too. Things that you may not have thought about before. So I love it. And it's wildly entertaining. Now, also I loved Sweet Magnolias, just for the, you know, just the sisterhood of it. These three best friends growing up in the South and just navigating all of their challenges together, kind of a bit like a Hallmark movie, though I've never watched a Hallmark movie. I imagine that's what it's like. Lots of joy, and there is a season two coming, so can't wait for that. And Emily in Paris. Oh, what a delight. Have you watched it yet, Edie?
No, I find that I don't really like to watch TV.
What? Since when?
I don't know. Like, I'm still trying to get through Schitt's Creek.
Well, but you love Schitt's Creek.
I love it.
Okay, well, here's a few more when you're done with Schitt's Creek. So anyway, that's me for the week. Netflix, just keep finding the shows, but those are three I highly recommend.
Okay, I will add those to my list. And are any of them appropriate to watch with Lulu? Then I'm more apt to watch them.
Well, maybe Sweet Magnolias. And if you'd like her to learn about Indian dating culture, maybe she would adore Emily in Paris, but she should not watch it.
Okay.
Verboten.
So Leia, this week I have a tip.
Oh, do tell.
It's Bottled Joy half gallon water bottle with straw lid, BPA free 75 ounce large water bottle hydration with motivational time mark leak proof drinking water bottle for camping, workouts, and outdoors. So basically, it's just this huge water bottle with a handle, like a big jug. It has a straw lid, and it holds 85, it says 75, but it can hold 85 ounces of water. So, and on the side, it tells you, like, by 7 o'clock, you should be by at this level. At 11 o'clock, you should be at this level. And it says things like, 11 o'clock, keep going, you know, 5 o'clock, you're almost there. So I now drink 85 ounces of water every day because I'm so motivated by my Bottled Joy half gallon water bottle.
Please don't say the whole title. Aren't you peeing all the time?
Well, yes, but I read somewhere that the bathroom visits will become less frequent, so I haven't found that true. Also, this amazing huge jug also has a strap, so I can like put it around my wrist and lug it into school.
You can weightlift with it.
I find that for the I could. So I find that for the first time in my life, I am not dehydrated because I'm actually measuring how much water I'm drinking.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I should introduce you to the Shiwi, a portable urinal for women.
What? I think you can save that for another episode, Leia.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning. Draw nearer, draw nearer.
It's time for campfire chat.
Today we want to talk about the various ways we say goodbye in life, in death, by choice and by necessity.
Mm-hmm. And saying goodbye to parts of our lives that no longer fit us.
Like when we've moved on.
Yeah, exactly.
Goodbye is bittersweet.
It sure is. Can we talk actually about saying goodbye to each other after our very, very happy summer together of making this podcast and hanging out every chance we could find?
I don't really want to because it makes me feel sad. It's been a very long time since I had a bestie living just 20 minutes away. Mm. Well, I don't feel like either of us took that for granted because we were always getting together, thrifting, podcasting, road tripping. But now there is a puzzle piece missing in my life. Yeah. I have all this extra time. I mean, you are returning next summer. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. My mother is also grieving your departure. She wanted to see you just one more time, Leia.
Oh, I wanted to see her too. Oh,
I have the feeling my mom would say goodbye to me as a daughter and welcome you into the family instead.
Shut up.
She was telling me the other day that she wished she had a better picture of you.
Oh, well, I have plenty of pics I could forward to her. But back to my departure from Wisconsin. It is a physical goodbye, yet here we are, still talking.
I am so glad for that. Yeah.
Me too. I feel like we were wrenched apart. It's been really hard. Straight from saying goodbye to Edie right into quarantine. It was like I was living my very best life and then landed up in jail for 2 weeks. All I could think about sometime was, how did I go from so much joy to this?
No kidding.
Yeah.
While you were in the horrors of quarantine, I was left with my feral children and a whole lot of yard work. Leaves are falling in Wisconsin.
Yes. Yes. And speaking of leaves, Edie, I guess we'd be remiss if we don't talk about death, the ultimate goodbye.
I wish we didn't have to, but I know your mama passed away almost 2 years ago now, and that's a big goodbye.
Yeah. Well, it was 2 years ago this month, in fact. And I remember sitting on the bed with her in the hospice and joking about how she'd be sitting on my shoulder after she passed, and she'd be even more present with me than she was before when she was alive. Because of course we didn't see each other that often, as I lived in Asia. It was mostly the summers. And and she loved that idea. She just smiled up at me as I said that, and she nodded and she said, "Yep, I'm gonna be there." And I feel her every day. So many reminders, especially through birds. There was this red cardinal in Madison that was just flying around our balcony all the time, every day. Remember that, Edie?
Oh, yes. I saw that cardinal many a time. Many a time.
I know. And every time I saw that red cardinal, I just say, "Hi, mommy." So many reminders. So I do say hi to my mama multiple times a day. And just all the time I'm thinking of her. She's just like right here sitting in my pocket.
Have you ever had a celebrity death affect you in a big way? Like how people can't get over Elvis dying or John Lennon's death?
Well, remember how we were actually together in Milwaukee when Lady Di was killed? That just felt viscerally sad, didn't it?
Oh, that was horrible. Horrible.
I know.
But while the celebrity death I have had a hard time moving past is the late, great Warren Zevon's death.
Ooh, huh.
I loved his music and surprisingly his cranky personality. He wrote such beautiful ballads. And I saw him several times in concert and adored it when he would sub for Paul Schaefer on the David Letterman show. The last time he was on the Letterman show, he told us to enjoy every sandwich.
Every sandwich.
Now, I always think of that one, every sandwich. Actually, maybe he didn't say that. Maybe his son said he said that. Someone said it, but never mind. Now I always think of that when I eat a sandwich. Sadly, that isn't often since I am on the Wellness Wins Purple Plan. I rarely have the points for a big old sandwich.
Right.
But I am pretty sure that Warren was reminding us to savor and enjoy all the little things in life, like sunsets and pumpkin spice lattes and a good chit chat with a friend.
Yeah, nice. Sure enough, huh?
Did you know that we almost named Leonard, my first son, Warren?
No.
Well, that was the plan. And then we saw Leonard and quickly realized he was a Leonard and not a Warren. So his name is Leonard Warren instead of Warren Leonard. When we are done recording, I am going to listen to Warren's last album, The Wind. And it was released in 2003.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful. My girls are actually named after my grandparents and Don's departed mother. So yeah, that's pretty special too. Oh, so what about saying goodbye in life, Edie, to people?
Well, several years ago, I had to say goodbye to Tim, my husband. And with that, I had to say goodbye to having a traditional family,
yeah,
like the dad, the mom, and kids. I also had to say goodbye to so many plans, like our retirement plans and holiday plans and vacation plans. Yeah. Ugh. A dear friend wrote me a letter when I was going through the divorce, because she too went through a divorce, and she compared marriage to a tree, saying you spend all this time nurturing the tree, watering the roots and pruning the branches and fertilizing. Yeah. And then a big shit storm comes along and rips your tree out by the roots. Yeah. She had an uplifting point, but I don't remember what it was. But that is what saying goodbye to marriage was like for me. A huge tree being ripped out by its roots. So now I see how I had to say goodbye to Tim. You can't make someone stay if they don't want to. Tim leaving left a space for me to discover who I truly am. And I feel more me now than I did then.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Edie. Wow, such emotion. Edie doesn't usually swear. And on the podcast, we might have to have a different rating now.
I'll never do it again.
Okay.
But that just described it perfectly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get that. Well, I remember wanting to fly home from Hong Kong during that time just to be with you. I can't imagine. Mm-hmm. I also had a marriage end, but there weren't kids involved. And I feel like when we were able to say goodbye, I was actually able to shed so much dysfunction and unhappiness that I had created for myself. So yeah, for me, there was like this immediate change in my behavior and outlook on life. It was quite interesting. I took my name back and I felt like I also just took me back. Marrying so young, I was just short of 20. I think I gave too much up and took too much on. It was nobody's fault, but I don't know, like the ending of that marriage was really the beginning of the me I wanted to be. After that, I started to publish regularly for the Vancouver Sun. I got an apartment for the first time and lived on my own in Vancouver. I started to step away from some of the beliefs about myself and others and who I thought God was supposed to be that had messed me up. And I just really was able to reinvent myself. It was actually very, very freeing. And within a year, I'd left for Taiwan to teach, where I met Dawn on the plane to the same job at a high school there. So we were both at similar spots in our life, restarting, and we restarted together with the same goals and dreams. It was quite wonderful.
It's a different story than mine.
Yeah, it sure is. Very different. A big part of that was that there weren't children involved and that I was still quite a young adult when it all transpired.
Yes, having three kids certainly complicated things. They wanted the family to stay together, but alas, not happening.
No. Yeah. Well, hang on. Let's lighten up a bit here. What are some things that you've let go of?
Well, I have chosen to say goodbye to many trends all by choice.
Okay.
For a while, I was trying to be a minimalist, thinking my house needed empty shelves and clean lines. Uh-huh. I was even a devoted listener to the Minimalist podcast. I need to say hello to Bounty. Right now, my living room is filled with my Mexican pottery collection. And I love each and every pottery duck, owl, cat, and I have a couple strange creatures. I don't even know what they are.
I am also not a minimalist, though I easily do say goodbye to almost all possessions because I know I can keep getting new ones. I tend to hang on to nice furniture and rugs that we've collected in Asia over our 25 years here. And we have beautiful quilts and textiles, especially from Dawn's artist sister, Therese. But I don't get very attached to stuff. Ease and flow, come and go. Actually, I'm not even that sentimental. If I have a photo of something that's a lovely memory from the past, that seems to be good enough for me these days. I can get rid of the actual object. But Edie, I have to tell you this. My sweetie apparently is on a saying goodbye mission himself. And this week he is. And when we got back to Beijing last week, he just walked into our apartment full of stuff and immediately started chucking stuff out. Somehow our passports got in the mix of all that stuff being thrown out. Can you believe it? We actually made it all the way back to China after 9 months away, and Dawn threw out our passports.
You're kidding, I hope.
Nope, I'm not kidding. We ripped the house apart looking for them. And thank the stars, I found them in my underwear drawer yesterday morning. It was a day of great rejoicing, let me tell you.
Oh, wow. Don needs to stop saying goodbye to important documents.
Truth. Okay, well, let's get off the documents and onto ideas that you've said goodbye to.
I have also said goodbye to fashion trends that don't suit my body. Our queen Oprah says every woman needs a crisp white button-down shirt. Well, I don't. I can't find one that fits. They all pooch out in the chest and grab at my arms. Plus, even if I did find one that fit, there is no way it would stay crisp and clean.
Yeah.
Sadly, Oprah also says every woman needs a well-fitted blazer. It kills me to disagree with her, but I haven't owned a blazer since the 80s.
Oh, I like blazers.
I've also said goodbye to small earrings. Yeah, well, you wear them well. I don't. So I have also said goodbye to small earrings.
Oh.
I like an earring that makes a statement, Leia.
You sure do.
I have said goodbye to... I have to be big. I have said goodbye to many of my vintage pieces of clothing as well. Because at some point, in my opinion, wearing vintage clothes is super aging.
I get that.
I was finding that I no longer looked cute like Molly Ringwald in Pretty in Pink. Rather, I was looking more like Joan Crawford in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Oh, so many fashion trends to say goodbye to. Well, I thought I had said goodbye to bangs. I didn't have bangs for quite a while now, but I did a big bang trim last weekend. And well, I actually had to get them fixed up at the salon across the street because they were quite a mess. I think we've talked about trimming bangs on the podcast before. Not a good idea to do your own. I also thought I had said goodbye to lash extensions until Michelle Obama, her Becoming documentary on Netflix. I think I mentioned that last week. And I'm back on board with lash extensions.
Some things you just want to say hello to again, even when you thought you had said goodbye.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, and white shirts don't work for me either. I don't tend to look good in anything buttoned, to be honest. I've also learned to say goodbye to, or I am learning, I should say, I am in the process of learning to say goodbye to two big items, things that hang on me, right? I'm trying to go more fitted. So that's a big deal for me. I'm not quite ready to say goodbye to pajama pants. I do love to wear my pajama pants and not just in bed. I did think I should say goodbye to heels, but there's too many good, can I say that word again? There's too many good
shit-kicking
boots. We already said it once. There's just so many good boots with heels. So I'm not entirely ready to say goodbye to heels, but mostly.
We're going to have to put a disclaimer about barnyard language at the beginning of this one.
Barnyard language in the coop.
Well, Leah, I think it might be time to say goodbye to our listeners. Haven't we gone on for long enough?
I think we have gone on for long enough. It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge.
This week, your challenge is to tell us a goodbye story from your life.
Yeah, we can all learn from one another's goodbyes.
It can be about a person, a place, a thing.
Hey, those are all nouns.
They are. Well, I am a reading teacher.
Yeah. Well, tell us about something important you said goodbye to or someone important and how you were affected by that or how your life changed.
Perhaps your stories will give others the courage to say goodbye.
So that's it for episode 18 of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for our tips and tricks and Leia's sister Teresa's website with her quilts.
Yes. And next week's episode is about gift giving. Edie is going to be the star of this one.
I sure am, and I can't wait. You are going to want to take notes.
You bet. Okay, please share our podcast with your friends and subscribe on iTunes or any other podcast app.
And we'd love a review. It gets us even more listeners.
Yes, and thanks to the many of you who have started listening just in the past few weeks. Our listens are way up, and so is our membership in the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook.
If you're not part of this wonderful group, please check us out. All chicks and roosters are welcome.
They sure are. We love hearing from you there.
Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.